Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, we're just goofing because we're delaying the inevitable. Let's be honest. I want to sit here and laugh and tell jokes.
We'll get to Susan Smith in a minute.
I don't want to. It makes me so mad, and I'm in a good mood.
I have other things to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about other things for a while, because I feel like once we get into that topic, Scott, I'm going to go to a very dark place from which I will not emerge like the man stuck in the overhead bin. I just feel like that's what's going to happen when we start talking about that horrible human being.
Here we go from TMZ. Mm-hmm. Hello, Miss American Pie. An autographed copy of Don McLean's lyrics to his iconic hit is going up for sale.
What is this song supposed to be about? The day the music died.
Allowing DJs to get up and go to the bathroom?
No, yes.
Because it's 8.5 minutes long?
Is it about the plane going down that killed the Big Bopper and...
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll look it up.
I've heard many things about this song, sort of like Carly Simon's You're So Vain.
I think it's about, what was his name?
Well, there were several of them that perished in that crash.
You are correct. It is about that plane crash. Rock and roll musicians, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens.
Take one more step.
And the Big Bopper.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
The handwritten fair copy of American Pie. Expected to fetch $154,000.
Wow.
Yep.
Did he just like scrawl it out and it just
correct
flowed out of him like lava?
And they say there is a difference between a handwritten copy of a song and a what's called a fair copy. Fair copies are handwritten lyrics penned by the artist.
Okay.
After the original lyric sheet is already completed.
This was his scrawling of the lyrics to that song.
Right.
Are we sure that's what that song's about? Bye, bye, Miss
Sam just looked it up.
Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee,
but the levee was dry.
That is going to be in your head all day long. You're welcome. Okay, what? What does drove my Chevy to the levee mean? Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry is largely regarded as a reference to Chevrolet being popular in the 1950s and 60s. Discussing how people would hang out and race their cars at local levees just like they did in the movie Grease. I got it.
Well, he's talking about the monotony of life as the music died.
I think they really were just talking about racing in a Levee That's Dry, Sam.
I mean, Don McLean himself said that it was in reference to the plane crash.
Is he still alive?
I'm
looking it up, too.
No, see, this is where...
He's 78 years old.
Wait a minute. This is from Distractify, and this is where the argument comes in. The deeper meaning behind American Pie is something that has been hotly debated for decades. The one track where he says something touched me deep inside the day the music died is, in fact, in reference to the plane crash that killed those stars.
Buddy Holly.
Okay, and, yes. Yeah. However, the iconic chorus is a reference to many things. Miss American Pie is a term created by Don that seems to combine Miss America, as in the beauty pageant, and apple pie. Drove my Chevy to the Levee was about sports car racing. And all them good boys drinking whiskey and rye touches on some stereotypical American alcoholic beverages.
Singing this will be the day that
I is the Buddy Holly reference. But it doesn't mean the entire song is about that.
That's what was the inspiration for it.
I believe that's true.
I know that you're in love with him because I saw you dancing in the gym. Has nothing to do with that plane crash.
Why do you need to dissect the lyrics?
And a voice that came from you and me. Do you know what that references to? You'll never guess, but I'm just going to throw it out.
No.
And a voice that came from you and me is a reference to Bob Dylan on his second album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. Bob wears a coat very similar to the jacket James wore in the 1955 film Rebel Without a Cause. It's more a snapshot of Americana, is all I'm saying. It's not just about the plane crash.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
While the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. You want to guess which mega pop star that is referencing? Mega.
Bob Dylan.
Elvis Presley.
Being drafted into the military despite being the, quote, king of music at the time.
Oh, see, we have different breakdowns here, because the breakdown that I'm looking at says that the jester was Bob Dylan who stole the crown from Elvis Presley.
No, Sam, you're wrong.
Well, how do you know that your breakdown's right?
She has a more reliable source.
It just is.
Cristiano Ronaldo has confirmed that this year's Euro Cup will be his last. The Portugal superstar, who is 39 years old, is playing at the Euros for a record sixth time. His country has reached the quarterfinals. Speaking to Portuguese public broadcaster RTP, Ronaldo said, "It is without a doubt my last Euro championship."
Okay, can I? I do know that the United States lost, and I know that there is currently soccer playing on the television in here that usually shows me golf. Correct. What is happening today?
Okay, that's the Euro Cup.
Got it.
What was happening at Arrowhead last night was Copa America.
Got it.
That is the South American
makes perfect
version.
Perfect sense. Said no one ever.
Well, the America's version.
That is
North
the
and South.
North and South American version of the Euro Cup.
Okay. The Euro Cup is esteemed as the second best soccer competition by many soccer nerds, the best soccer competition in the world.
No, I would argue the... Okay, so we're clear. Make sure I understood you right. I actually think the Euro Cup is better than the World Cup.
So many super soccer fans say that
the Euro Cup is better than the World Cup.
Right. I'm going to Macy's.com. From the Lawrence Police Department.
I sit here and watch golf every day of my life. And she can't do 30 seconds on soccer.
From the Lawrence Police Department. We don't write laws. And nothing about this post should be construed as us weighing in on any kind of debate. Simply a statement of fact. Fireworks aren't legal within the city limits of Lawrence. Feel free to discuss amongst yourselves.
I you know what's funny?
Then just now from Kansas City, Missouri police. Please remember that it is illegal to use, purchase, or sell fireworks in Kansas City. We encourage you to attend a professional fireworks show or area celebration.
But I thought they were illegal.
We're going to bring this back at 4 o'clock, and here's why. I think they're illegal in most places, but people do it anyway. And then every year police grapple with this. Like, let's not pretend that what's going to happen isn't going to happen, because we all know it's going to happen. Even though you're not supposed to be doing that thing, we all know you're going to do that thing.
Okay.
Coming up at 4 o'clock, a dear friend of mine has agreed to call into the program. Not only is it illegal, you know, fireworks do cause a pretty significant amount of injury every year in the United States, and one of my friends is one of them.
And yet you guys mock me.
No.
The Grossman Burn Center sees a lot of patients this time of year.
And earlier in the newsroom, one of the sports guys goes, hey, do you ever guys ever have a Roman candle fight? And I go, no, and let me tell you why. One of my friends lost his eye. And Scott and Sam in unison go, yeah, we totally used to do that.
I did. Duh. I did. But you know what? I've grown older and wiser. And now I water my lawn and my roof.
Okay.
You've grown paranoid.
You've grown paranoid and cranky old get off my lawn, man. But we will talk about the various ordinances coming up at 4 o'clock with respect to fireworks. We can't hold this off any longer. I don't want to talk about it, but we have
to. Which makes me want to talk about it.
Oh, she might be the most hated woman in America. She at least was at the time of the crime. Susan Smith is free. She is a free woman after murdering her two little boys. And we'll talk about it straight ahead.
Has my children. That they please, please bring them home.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.